Whether Catholic or Protestant, Padre Pio's life leaves a mark on all who encounter him. Today we'll hear from our viewers who have been deeply moved by his spiritual influence. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Before we start with today's testimonies, I want to take a moment to express my heartfelt gratitude to all our viewers. Your support and encouragement are invaluable, and I truly appreciate every comment, every word of encouragement, and of course, every personal testimony shared with us. Now, if you thought our channel, or perhaps I should say Padre Pio, attracts only Catholics, today's testimonies will prove you wrong. I have a few inspiring messages shared by our Protestant viewers, expressing the spiritual value that Padre Pio has brought into their lives. First, let's hear from Carl, who wrote, "As a young man in the 1990s, I was alone and severely depressed. One day, I was reading a religious magazine titled Miracles. It featured a story about the life of Padre Pio, along with photos of him, and a story about the importance of forgiveness. I began to pray that God would help me with my depression and lack of forgiveness. Then, suddenly, a picture of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Child began to flash close in my face like the flashbulb of a camera, and a green mist began to pour from a solar plexus area. I began to laugh in joy and ecstasy, and then suddenly I was out, in a deep sleep that lasted for many hours. When I awoke, I was full of joy and filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and my depression was gone. My mother, when I told her, said that I had a mental breakdown, that's all. But if that was a mental breakdown, please may I have another. Mental breakdowns are bad things. They don't feel like that. I'm a Protestant and cannot go to a Catholic priest for confession. So I confess to you all now reading this. I have led a very sinful life full of promiscuity, pornography given to me on that great day in my life. My only prayer is that Padre Pio will intercede for my great sins before Jesus, and that I be given the strength and wisdom to point others to the path of salvation. These Padre Pio videos are helping me so much. Thank you. Please pray for my sinful soul. I now have a truly sincere and repentant heart." Thank you, Carl, for sharing such an honest and deeply personal account. You've truly been blessed with the gift of mental healing, which is no small grace, and I am truly glad for you. But if you're listening to this, although I appreciate your confession, and may God grant you merit for it, please do seek guidance from a Catholic priest on the steps necessary for you to approach a sacramental confession. Where there's a will, there's a way. I pray that Padre Pio and Our Lady continue to help you on your journey. Next, we have a comment from Henry, who shared, "Dear Following Padre Pio team, I am a searching Protestant and I came across your channel. I must say that these stories of Padre Pio have served as an incredible encouragement to my faith. I am currently seeking the honor of being a spiritual son of Padre Pio. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. God bless you all. I will pray for you guys." Thank you, Henry, for sharing how these Padre Pio stories have strengthened your faith. This is exactly why we do what we do, and we never tire of hearing about the positive impact Padre Pio's life and teachings have on our viewers. And thank you kindly for your prayers. Before we get to our final testimony, I would just like to remind you that we have regular masses celebrated for the intentions of all those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. As Pope Benedict XV said, the Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Also, if you feel inspired to help us continue producing content for the benefit of the soul, please consider joining our apostolate. To learn more about how you can join and make a difference, click the link in the description below. Now, we've received more testimonies from our Protestant viewers, but I'd like to address a comment from Alan, who seems to have strayed away from the Catholic Church. He shared, "I am not particularly religious. I come from an Irish Catholic family. But from my father's time to my time, the Catholic religion has been broken from within. Packed masses on Sunday dwindled away. People lost respect for religion because of some priests' vile actions. I choose to pray one-on-one. The beauty in the world was God to me. Recently, I've become interested in Saint Padre Pio's teachings. I found him by accident, but maybe I was guided. I lost my brother, my best friend, a few years ago, and became withdrawn and gave up on life. Listening to Padre Pio has helped me understand life and God better." Thank you, Alan, for your honesty and for sharing how Padre Pio has helped you on your spiritual journey. My deepest condolences for the loss of your brother. Now, I understand that many, like you, have struggled with the state of the Church, but I'd like to remind everyone that faithful Catholics remain in the Church because of the true presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the sacraments, not because of the actions of individuals. The Church has endured many trials throughout history and will continue to do so, but that's no reason to abandon it. Rather, as Padre Pio showed us, these are the moments to live our faith more fervently, to endure for love of God and love for the Church Christ left us. I pray Padre Pio continues to inspire you and, in time, leads you back home. In closing, I ask all of you watching to keep our fellow brothers and sisters in exile in your prayers. And if you have any personal stories you'd like to share with us, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can leave them in the comments below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Additionally, you are invited to enroll in our Holy Souls Registry for special masses offered throughout November for your deceased loved ones. The link is in the description below. Thank you for watching and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.